Digging in the Crates with Peter Dunn. The music behind the music. 2XM.
You're welcome along to a very special edition of Digging in the Crates here on RT2XM. This is the show where we dig out for you the bass lines, the beats, the vocals, the keys, the trumpets, the horns behind some of the best music out there. And tonight we want to celebrate the music and production behind one of the all-time hip-hop classic albums. Tonight we'll be digging in the Illmatic Crates.
Illmatic is one of those transformative moments in hip-hop.
100 years from now, that title is just gonna stand out for one of the strongest pillars in hip-hop, period.
What he was able to do lyrically completely shift the climate of how the MC was supposed to rhyme.
We've dug out the music that has been sampled in order to make up this absolute classic album. We've got a mixture of jazz, soul, funk and the hip-hop behind Illmatic, as well as listening to Illmatic in full from start to finish. We're going to hear from Nas himself as we take you through the crates here on 2XM.
Representing is Illmatic.
Now, before we get into it, let's just set the scene here. It's the US in the early 90s. The country is in recession. George Bush Sr. is in the White House. But let's take you to New York, the Queensbridge Projects, 40 side of Vernon to be exact. Drug addicts are trying to sell broken equipment to feed their habits. Kids playing on the greens have to avoid stepping on needles. Armed gangs roam the streets. Bullet cartridges in the gutter. You're subjected to regular stop and searches by the police. Homes are burnt out. Graffiti murals to murdered friends are emblazed on the walls. But in the middle of all this, here we have a 19-year-old unknown rapper called Kid Wave, who went on to become Nasty Nas and then Just Nas. Now, he takes us on a journey like no other, with a renaissance of hip-hop producers, and delivers an album that no one, even himself to this day, has even come close to replicating. Now, this album marked the start of a collaborative effort of producers in hip-hop, because before this, it tended to be one producer slash DJ for the entire project. But what's amazing is the producers on this, DJ Premier, Large Professor, Q-Tip, Pete Rock, LES, they all managed to create that same vibe, you know, the hard, grimy beats and amazing jazz samples. Now, we'll go through the album from start to finish in full with music from Donald Byrd, Michael Jackson, Eric B and Rakim, Houdini, The Gap Band, Marley Marl and loads more. So let's kick it off with the opening track, The Genesis. And this is important because Nas includes an ode to the movie Wild Style. Now, it's about a character called Zorro, and the scene he samples is Zorro almost shedding his boyhood skin and becoming a man, just like Nas with Illmatic. And he includes a part of his verse from the track he made his debut on, which is the main source, Live at the Barbecue.
You're just sitting at home doing this shit, and you should be honoring a medal for this.
I was trying to start the album off so that you realize this has all been the plan the whole time. I started off on my verse from Live at the Barbecue. I started off with a scene in Wild Style. I started off with me, Jungle, AZ, sitting around in the crib, smoking, drinking, doing what we did, gambling, talking about the state of the rap game, which is crazy to listen to us with Jungle complaining about what was on the radio back then.
Yo, Nas, yo, what the fuck is this bullshit on the radio, son?
Chill, that's...
Digging in the Illmatic crates here on RT2XM. It is Peter Dunn with you, and we're exploring the music behind the music on Nas' debut LP, Illmatic. Now, track 2 is produced by DJ Premier, called New York State of Mind. Now, we'll hear more from Nas about this in a few minutes, but first, listen out for the sample at the start of Donald Byrd's Wind Parade, the vocal on Eric B and Rakim's Mahogany, the drum break from Kool & the Gang, NT, and the piano on Joe Chambers' Mind Rain, and you've got the music behind a classic.
I wanted to give you that feeling of New York at nighttime, and I needed to give you that feeling. It had to happen, and it was feeling like, you know, you look at things like shots going off every night. You're seeing what's happening around you, and pregnant ladies trying to smoke crack, and dudes is late night waiting to rob you. You know what I'm saying? It's like stick-up kids coming out there, and, you know, dudes that's cool during the daytime and nighttime is goons. And you just, you know, maneuvering your way through that. And it's an incredible atmosphere. So, you know, you're trying to, and then the crazy cops coming through, because they had to be crazy running after somebody in that neighborhood at night, you know. And it was just like the atmosphere was lit. And it was like, how do I put that? How do I make that a song? So that was my focus, making that a song. And Premier's right. I used to, I cut my hand and do this. You can hear the beats playing loud. You can just hear your voice in your ear like this. So I would do that all the time to hear what I was saying. And you know, we worked on every song in D&D, and just hanging with Primo till the sun came up in the studio. And we put that work in.
I don't know how to start this. No. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking.
New York State of Mind, track 2 from the incredible Illmatic. Let's move on to track number 3, Life's a Bitch, produced by LES. Now, while hip-hop albums for the last 20 years or so were littered with guest appearances, this LP had only one other rapper make an appearance, and it was the little known AZ. Now, not a lot of people know that the other person to make an appearance on this track is Nas' father, Olu Dara. Now, keep an ear out at the end for his trumpet solo. Now, Life's a Bitch would not be possible without the direct sample of this right here. It's the Gap Band, Yearning for Your Love on 2XM.
I was just trying to get into the chorus and what A was talking about. You know, A opened it up so beautifully. You know, I felt it was perfect. So I just had to put the icing on the cake. And it was just like, you know, I just took it easy and just put it right in place where it's supposed to be. Like, you know, you're waking up and you're like, you're really just thankful to be alive. You know, it's really the thesis. You know, so it's like, I woke up early on my born day. 20 is a blessing. The essence of adolescence left my body, now I'm freshened. Leaves my body, now I'm freshened. My physical frame is celebrated because I made it. One quarter through life. So it's like, we just appreciating life. We talking about the ups and the downs of life. And, you know, the record basically starts off with the money, clothes, and holes, that kind of, the ring to it, that kind of, those words, that ring to it. We start that, you know. I was like, what's this all about? A, you know, bank rolls, clothes, and holes. You know what I'm saying? So that was just basically where we were taking the rap thing was like, let's examine this. Let's examine bank rolls, clothes, and holes. Money, clothes, and holes is all in your nose. You know, that's what Biggie said it after. And that just became the thing. Like, we would just put together and talk about throughout our albums from that point on. Basically, I think, you know, like myself, Biggie, a few others, we were bringing that to the forefront of rap. And what me and A did was talk about it from more of a spiritual level. Visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Fuck who's the baddest. The vibe of that song is straight Tony Montana, Scarface. The world is yours, that's what it said on the blimp. That was serious in the movie when he saw that. It was like a sign. Also, I felt like in the zone of, you know, Slick Rick's A Young World. Me and my boys just in the crib one day, zoning, just joking around, playing beats. And then we sung a bunch of choruses, and I remember that one. And when we got to the studio, I remember that one. It was like, you know, and I would play it to the beat and sing it to the beat. You know what I'm saying? And I knew it would be good. And I asked Pete Rock to sing it. We kind of knew because Pete was singing on records at the time, so we didn't even really have to ask him. It was like, you kind of knew we needed him to do it. Kim and Coogee Rap and all these big names, and I'm like, damn, this dude is a young dude. How is he working with all these, you know, I know he's good, but how's he working with all these like kings, right? And it's like, wow, he was like, he was showing me the infrastructure of how these kings lay down they art, you know what I mean? Because he's involved in a way. So it was like I had an inside to seeing that. I was excited about that, but you know, I kept it cool, and Paul was always cool, and he was like, yo, come through, you know, just come through, you know? I was like, word? He's like, yeah, bring some books, bring some rhymes and stuff like that. So that meant work.
Check me out, y'all.
Good old hip-hop the way it should be. Naz Halftime here on RTE 2XM. It is Peter Dunn with you, and we're digging in the Illmatic crates tonight. And if you do want to get in touch, by the way, at Radio Peter Dunn is the Twitter handle, at Radio Peter Dunn. If you want to get in touch with us here on 2XM, you can find us on Facebook. Just search RTE 2XM, or you can tweet us at RTE 2XM. You can check us out online as well at 2xm.rte.ie. So we got music from Stanley Clarke, Houdini, Michael Jackson, Parliament, and loads more. These are the tracks that make this amazing LP Illmatic that you are hearing in full tonight on a very special show. Now, DJ Premier's second track to produce on Illmatic is Memory Lane, Sitting in the Park. We'll hear from Naz soon about Primo's production technique, but for this, he takes the drum break from Lee Dorsey's Get Out My Life, Woman. Then after around 20 seconds into Reuben Wilson's We're In Love, he cuts up and slows down the main sample. For the hook, he takes the vocal I Like to Take a Trip Down Memory Lane from Bismarck Keys' 1988 track, Pickin' Buggers. Then, keeping air out for another 1988 release, and from the same label, Cold Chillum, it's Marley Marl featuring Craig G, Droppin' Science. And see if you can catch the Coming Out of Queensbridge vocal. Enjoy.
Get out my life, woman.
He's just right there. There's some tons of records right there. He'd be rolling up. He'd be playing a record. He'd be on the phone with somebody else. He'd be talking to somebody. But all of it is working. And then he'd get focused and start playing the records. And when I heard that record, I was like, that's it. And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Because I guess he was trying to get a feel. You know, I never made an album before. He was trying to get a feel for what I was trying to do. And so, you know, we were trying to shape the sound of it. And I know what the sound should have been.
Keep it on and on and on and on and.
Memory Lane, Naz here on Digging in the Illmatic Crates. It is RT2XM. It's Peter Dunn with you. Got music from Lee Irwin on the way very soon, Jimmy Gordon, Michael Jackson, and more as we go through in its entirety the hip-hop classic Naz debut LP, Illmatic. Now, track number 7 is a very innovative track from a writing perspective. Naz is writing to some friends in prison, and he'll expand on that in a few minutes. But to make it all possible, producer Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest takes the beat from Parliament's Coming Out of the Rain, the One Love vocal from Houdini's 1986 track One Love, and the double bass and piano at the very start of the Heath Brothers' Smilin' Billy Sweet Part 2. It's 2XM.
And when Q-Tip gave me the track to One Love, I guess he felt sorry for me because I guess a lot of the artists or young MCs my age wasn't making it. And they didn't, because they didn't know how to make records. This is Tribe Called Quest, you know? So this is Q-Tip trying to give me some type of direction, because probably in his experiences, he's come across people who need direction with everything. So he told me to name the song My Summer Vacation. Now, if you think of the track, the xylophones and the melody is really warm, and it's open so you can hear a cool story on it. So my summer vacation was a crazy idea, but I already had the idea I wanted for it. That was One Love. That was, now my man got locked up. Yo, I'm writing him this letter. It was like, you know, a letter and letters to my boys, you know, that's locked up.
One Love on RT2XM. We are digging in the Illmatic craze tonight. And if you missed some of the show or you just want to hear it again, you do know you can get it from tomorrow online at 2xm.rte.ie. I got a very hard to find track from Lee Urban on the way very soon. Got Michael Jackson, Stanley Clarke, and loads more. Now, track 8 on Nas' debut LP is produced by Large Professor. He dug in the crates for some jazz and got the track Walter L by Jimmy Gordon and his Jazz and Pops band. Now, just over 20 seconds into it, you'll hear the laid-back sample responsible for the making of One Time for Your Mind. It's 2XM.
You wanted to do this? You here now, baby. You here. This is it. It don't get no better than this in the world. As far as hip-hop is concerned, where I was at, it didn't get any better. I was in the Mecca. I was inside the place that everybody wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, how lucky am I right now? You know what I'm saying? So I was like, it brought out the best in me. And you know what I'm saying? And Large Pro was telling me how to lay my vocals because I was popping my P's and all of that and, you know, screaming and all on the mic and just talking, you know. So he taught me, like, you know, calm down, poise, you know, do your thing.
One Time for Your Mind, produced by The Large Professor, as we continue to dig in the Illmatic craze on a very special show tonight to give you the music behind one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. In order to do that, we got to play you music from Michael Jackson and Stanley Clarke, and we'll do that in a few minutes. But moving on to the penultimate track on the album, Represent, produced by DJ Premier again. The beat for this track is credited to funk legend and one of the most sampled artists in hip-hop history, George Clinton. Now, the track is called I Didn't Come Rhythm. Have a listen to it. It's a fantastic beat, isn't it? But it's not sampling a George Clinton track, because Clinton got annoyed that he wasn't getting royalties from artists who sampled him in the past. So he decided to get all his studio cutoffs, which are basically tracks that never made the album cut, you know? So he isolated the instruments and sold them as a sample-based box set called Sample Some of Disc, Sample Some of That, spelt D-A-T. Clever, isn't it? So by buying the package, you were free to use the samples, but you still had to give George Clinton credit. So that's what Primo did on this track. Now, the other sample on Represent is by organist Lee Irwin. This is a very, very tough track to find. It's called Thief of Baghdad, and it's from the 1924 movie of the same name. Now, just under a minute into this, you'll hear the moment Primo knew he had a hit on his hands. It's 2XM.
There was another version of Represent with a bass line. At first, when we first heard it, it was hard. But then it was like, nah, dog. So he kept playing records. I'm like, that's it. Cause I needed this to sound, this is for some MCing. Like, I don't wanna just beat up the club. Like, I want, this is for MCing. This is music. And that's what I was striving for with Premier.
The penultimate track on Illmatic, Represent on RTE2XM. It is Peter Dunn with you. So for nearly the last 2 hours, we've dug into crates and brought you music behind the making of Nas' debut LP, one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time, Illmatic. We dug out soul, funk, jazz, hip-hop. We've had music from Eric B and Rakim, Marley Marl, Joe Chambers, The Gap Band, The Average White Band, and loads more. By the time this show is over, you'll have heard every bit of DNA that makes up this classic. I really hope you enjoyed the show, and if you want to listen back to it, you can get it tomorrow on 2xm.rt.ie. If you want to give us any feedback on the show, or if you enjoyed it, or if you didn't enjoy it, let me know. I'm on Twitter at Radio Peter Dunn is the Twitter handle. Let's finish off with a track produced by The Large Professor, Kool & the Gang's NT. It's sampled twice on Illmatic. Now, we played it earlier when the drums were sampled on New York State of Mind, but the horns were sampled for this track. Have a listen. Mm-hmm. Then Large Professor took the drums from Stanley Clark's Slow Dance, but what really finishes it off is the guitars and synths and the muted vocals from Michael Jackson's Human Nature all coming together to finish off Illmatic with It Ain't Hard to Tell. See you next week from 9 right here on 2XM.